Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's the 30th day of Rabiul Awwal 1447, and right now it's going to be time for the tafsir from Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55 by Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Last night in South Africa, the moon was not sighted, hence the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. We sent out all the calendars of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the important events that took place in this month of Rabi'ul Akhir. And then we sent out the Jamiat Ulama Kwazulu Natal calendar with the Manimam Mahar and the Mahre Fatimi and Zakat Nisab and the Wifakul Ulama calendar, highlighting which days are Sunnah to fast according to the Islamic lunar calendar. However, there is a point we should notice here, that the correct date for today is the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir. That's the correct date. Whether we like, don't like, we always must stand for the truth. But we South Africa want to be special, our Maulvis and Sheikhs and them say, no, the sighting must be within South Africa. If there's any sighting from beyond South Africa, they don't accept. So that me, I don't agree with it. Remember that. I make my stance very clear. And especially if you look at the Hanafi fiqh, remember there is no scope for that at all. It's just following our own ego and desires and whims and fancies. We need to know all these things here. So tomorrow you can't say that nobody spoke the truth and so forth. So 80-90% of the countries of the world, today is the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir, and that is in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, America, Britain, Asia, most countries. So that is the correct date. We got our own politics and so forth and so. Go ask any Hanafi, Maulvi, Mufti, Sheikh, whatever. Show me the Dalil, the evidence, that way it is written, that in one country only it must be. So if people saw it in Komatipur, which is 5-6 hours from here, it's cited. People see it in Cape Town, then it's acceptable. But people see it, remember, on the other side of the border in Mozambique, then it's not acceptable. Now how you reconcile that? So therefore, we remember we don't accept that, and the time will come they'll have to change their stance. So therefore, always remember, wala haqqu wa haqqu yuttaba. So nevertheless, we will still go with that. We will say that is 30th Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. But my nasiha, which we will send out today, you will see, is the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir, and all the masnoon sunnah duas for the new moon and crescent are mentioned there. And we will send out Maulana Ahmad Dokrat's one as well. So you can learn from there the sunnah duas to read when for the new month is going to start and so forth and so on. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 55, and that is Surah Ar-Rahman. And remember that today we start by verse number 6 and we continue to verse number 11, from verse 6 to verse number 11 of chapter 55. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us everything in the universe and creation is under His control. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانَ, and the stars. Stars could mean the celestial creation. وَالشَّجَرُ, and the trees, meaning the shrubs and the trees, everything. Yasjudan, they all are prostrating to him. All are making sajda to him. All are obedient to him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this clearly, explicitly in the Noble Quran. Alam tara anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fi samawati wa man fil ard. What don't you see, O human beings? That for Almighty Allah, those in the skies, the celestial creation, so whether it be the stars, whether it be the moon, whether it be the angels, whether it be who, wa man fil ard, and the true Muslims, wa shamsu wal qamaru, the sun and the moon, wa nujumu, and the stars, wal jibalu wa shajaru, and the mountains and the trees, وَالدَّوَابُ and the animals, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and remember that many of the people, they performing sajda to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And those who don't perform sajda, for them there is a big, big punishment. And remember that وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِّنْ مُكْرِيمٍ, and whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, like the Americans and the Israelis and the Haramis, there's none to give them honor. You don't have to perform sajda there, because I didn't read the whole ayat. Chapter 22, verse number 18. So there you have it. Allah is telling you, everybody, everything is performing sajda, unless the human being and jinn that were arrogant and ignorant and too proud, then Almighty Allah humiliates them. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. So Allah speaking about the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation that high up in the sky. So that is the stars and everything else, the planets and what have you. وَالشَّجَرُ. So that is your flora and fauna and what have you, your creepers and your shrubs and what, they all in sujood as well. Yasjudan, Allah speaks about. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا أَفَلَا يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِئَتْ. Don't you see how Allah created the camel? Every leg has two knees, and you see it has a hump, and it is called Safinatu Sahara, the boat and the ship of the desert. And we must remember how high it is. And Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha, that it doesn't have any pillars to support it. Show me any building in the world, 100 story, 500 story, 10 stories, with no pillars. So obviously it will collapse, but Allah has made it like that. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. So the planes are moving, the drones are moving, then the rockets are moving, and so and forth. Wasamaa rafa'aha, and He Almighty Allah alone made the sky so high, and we just marvel at the glory and beauty of Almighty Allah's power. When we in the plane, we are above the clouds and beneath the sky. And you just look outside and you say, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Yes, Allah, you are the best of creators. People think they can create, but لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They can't even create a single fly. Even if all the scientists, professors come together for that purpose, they cannot do so. So that is a challenge Almighty Allah has given humanity. Go and see Surah Hajj, chapter 22 and verse number 73. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all this. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَى الْمِيزَانِ. And Allah has put the scale, the balance for justice. And all this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. If you go and read Surah Hadid, that is chapter number 57, so you will see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it in the Noble Quran. What does He say? وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Almighty Allah has sent down the mizan, the scale of justice, so that the people can exercise justice, no veto business and all that. So you must remember that is chapter 57, Surah Hadid, the iron and the steel, and verse number 25. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. So therefore Islam is called Deen. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. The day of justice. إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only religion accepted in the court of Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. Social justice, economic justice, political justice, justice across the spectrum. And then Allah is warning me and you, O human being. You are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Allah tadghaw fil mizan. They do not go beyond the limits and the boundaries regarding the balance, regarding the scale, regarding the justice. So people like to go against that for self-interest. And then they get disgraced and humiliated. When we do that, it is not barakah and blessing, it is muhula. Allah give them enough rope to hang themselves, and then they get disgraced and humiliated. And you see it daily with organizations, with countries, with politicians. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And you Muslim, and you humanity, you should be the one to establish the justice. Remember, even in your weighing and so forth. وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. And do not go and under measure and under weigh and so forth. So I remember very well when we were there in the African location, African township, our shop in front, our house at the back. That time there was no pre-packed things, the sugar, the flour, all that. We used to put, Allah grant my parents, Jannatul Firdaus, my father, mother. Father passed away in 82, Ramadan, and mother passed away in 97, during the month of Safar, Allah Jannatul Firdaus nasib farmai. So make dua for all our parents, all our deceased and martyrs. So then, when we used to do things, now, physically, you know, manually. So when sometime I used to go just to play in the shop, so my father would always say, put extra, put extra. So that is the true Muslim. You must never under measure, under weigh. No, always put the right amount or put the greater amount. So that is the teaching of Islam. Remember that. Wal arda wada'aha lil anam. And Almighty Allah made this planet Earth for me and you. Wada'aha, ay wada'al ard. Allah has placed it why? Lil anam, for humanity. We are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people on the Maidan of Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, on the 9th of Zulhijjah. You don't see it going down like a seesaw. Allah Jalla Wala made it easy. 92, we had 4 million people there. So historic Hajj it was. No quota, no nothing after the Gulf War. So we only entered in Arafat around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we should know all these things here. And you see people today are jumping and running and walking and drilling and so forth in the land and in the sand for the oil and the gas and what have you. But Allah made it for the benefit of humanity, not that we go and have monopoly. There's no place for monopoly in Islam. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. Quran Kareem states, there cannot be a monopoly. The wealth only rotates amongst the rich and the filthy rich people. So what that is capitalism? The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Hence capitalism, secularism, Zionism, all these isms taught the democracy, all haram in Islam. And remember, it is called one word, Tawhut. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَوْهُوتِ. You must reject the Tawhuti systems, the satanic systems, and believe in Islam only in its pristine purity. فِيهَا فَاكِهَةُ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. فِيهَا. And on this land and sand, فَاكِهَا. They are wonderful, beautiful, tasty, delicious fruits. You will see just now in 2-3 months' time, the leeches will be there, the mangoes will be there, the watermelon will be there. Wonderful it is. You just keep on eating, eating and messing your beard and everything else. That's the taste, my brother. that I take out my kurta and then we eat the mangoes and then the beard gets messed also. Bawaru lage. It looks very nice like that and it's very tasty, especially when it comes from Kumatiput. Fi afakiyatu wa nakhlu. And the date trees, you see that? Let me give you an example for you to understand the next word. When you have a sword, then you have a sheath on the sword, a covering on that sword. So when you take it out from there, you say you have unsheathed the sword. Asarimul Maslul, Allah Shatimir Rasul. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's book called Asarimul Maslul. People who slander, who swear and curse the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aliyaz billah, we unsheath the sword and take them on and dispatch them to hell like Jalik, Charlie Kirk and whoever else. Allah will punish them. So yeah, same thing. وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. And these dates, they have in a sheath on it. There's a covering on it. And that is how it is so wonderful. One date tree, remember, producing 100 kilos, 1,000 kilos, and what over the years. And they have long, long lives. You must study the date industry and factory. Something magnificent. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. And remember, that is all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, South Africa, 30th Rabiul Awwal, 1447, 90%, 80% of the country, cities of the world, it is 1st of Rabiul Akhir today. And that's the correct date, let me tell you that. And it is 7/18, the day in Gaza today, Al-Mubarakah. These are the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 4 jutlas dispatched to hell, the 4 Jews, Zionists call them whatever you want to, 6 jutlas or more injured. So we're very happy about that for the jutlas and Jews. We don't have any empathy and sympathy for them. Most Gaza deaths are civilians. So Israel has murdered what they say 65,000. And our Albanese, you understand, the lady who's a special rapporteur on behalf of United Nations to Gaza and Palestine, says 650,000, majority of them civilian. And that is mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper, that majority deaths in Gaza were civilian. Nothing to do with Hamas. But that are the jutla, the Jew, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys, and the dogs. They are, all these titles are used in the Quran for them, for specifically the Jews. And today they are showing their true colors, the haramis. In the past 2-3 days, 11 countries recognized Palestine. You see that? So now Palestine is an independent state as far as theory goes, but now we want in practice it must happen. So why suddenly have UK and all these countries, France and that? It's a sense of shame that what the hell have we done in the past 75, 80 years? We gave Israel billions and billions of material support. We gave them arms and ammunition. And look at what they're doing. They're guilty of genocide. So we might become accomplice in this crime, a major war crime and so forth. So therefore now, they shouldn't think that we are fools and so forth. We must, if you are really sincere, you should sanction Israel. No arms, nothing for Israel. And you should be setting up the embassies everywhere and so forth. Now you know the Palestinian delegation, Trump and his crazy people, they barred them. So they speak via video link. The Iranians, they allowed them, but they said you just stay in your hotel and then in New York and you come here to United Nations building and so forth. You can't go on a shopping spree and you clergies and you Ayatullah and Hujjatullah and so forth. They think maybe they'll run away somewhere, you see. So, but Iran is speaking the truth that we reject the state of Israel. We must have one state only, and that is Palestine. And the Jutlas, you have to stay there, you stay with our laws. You don't like it, you foot sack from there. How half of you Jutlas ran away when the black rule came to South Africa in 94. Go and read the Jutlas, how many of them were here in apartheid and how many of them during democracy. The most racist people, ask Helen Zilla, she will tell you that. So the pro-Palestinian riots erupt in Italy. Well done, Italy. Hani and Lakum, we salute you. The ports and everything, we are not going to offload. We're not going to load things going to Israel. And the Palestinian flag is flying high there in Italy, in Milano, and there in Madrid, and where Madrid is, Spain, and so forth. So in various capitals, you must remember, in Paris, and so forth. So that is how times have changed. In our lifetime, inshallah, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children will footsack and be kicked out and expelled of Israel. Yes, Helen, we will obliterate them because they tried to obliterate our people. You must remember that. So that is what's happening. We're very proud about that. The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danon, is seeing stars daytime, and Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and Esak and Cohen and Netanyahu, all of them humiliated, disgrace. And today officially will be the 80th anniversary of the United Nations, and all the deliberations and all that will commence today officially. So it is a good kick up Israel and America's backside. The 11 countries recognize the independent state of Palestine. Remember that. We love Palestine, although we are not allowed to go there now. UK and Germany warn Israel, no annexation of the West Bank. But how much will they listen to you, you see there? Every day there's a bloodbath in Gaza. There's more blood flowing in Gaza than water. You should know that. And that is why we are so proud of Hamas. Remember that. They will liberate it with their martyrdom and their blood. Our Islamic Muslim history is written by the Ulama-i Haqqani, Ulama-i Rabbani, the true scholars of deen, not scholars for dollars and mufatiyas. That today they'll be going to the various embassies of the Saudi, standing in a line to collect something and so forth. These are scholars for dollars going to the kafir Saudi regime. The true scholars we speak about, and our martyrs who gave their red, red blood, and that is how Islamic history is written. The US will lose India and many other countries with Trump's foolish policy. He's a moron and an idiot. On top of that, being a pedophile and a rapist and 34 crimes he's found guilty of, with their $100,000 visa shock, you see that? So he said, go to hell, why must we come work there? We'll work somewhere else. Trump and paracetamol, suddenly he became a doctor. You see, witch doctor. That is Trump, Donald Duck, the witch doctor, Harami. He says that there are too many children born in America with autism. And you know what is the cause? Paracetamol, your Panado and all that. He's a Dr. Panado, which Dr. Harami is in Goma. So the medical fraternity in America say, stop talking nonsense here. But anyway, whatever is the cause is a punishment for America. We're very happy about that. A super typhoon hits Philippines. You see, thousands have to evacuate and so forth. Always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for afia and safety and comfort and protection, remember that. Trump to speak to the Arab tenpot leaders, most of them castrated, impotent today. They're on the sidelines of the United Nations, and how can we bring about an end to this war? Very simple. 6 times there was a ceasefire. You're Biden of the Democrats, you of the Republican, you prostitutes and prostitutes, you vetoed it. Why? Because APEC gives you money. So that is the long and short of it. So you use those Arabs as your stupid fools and their castrated leaders. And now they say, no, this is what we decided. After 500,000 children, men, women are killed and so forth, you haramis. 14 people killed in Ecuador prison, one guard and 13 guys in prison. Big fight there. And Ecuador, South America. She in Greece. This is written in the Haaretz newspaper. So one guy say, I left Greece, Athens, I went to the nudist beach where guys don't wear clothing and so forth. Even there, the Israelis are hated. and they are kicked out, you must remember that, you see. When Allah punishes a nation, He punishes them across the world. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, you recording me? I'm honored when I'm telling you, you're harami. So you must remember that Allah said, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will continuously punish you till the day of justice with the worst type of punishment. Just look at how hated and how despised you are throughout the world. Sri Lanka experienced one of their worst disasters with the hazardous material in Colombo, in the oceans and so forth. The judge at that time charged that company, that shipping company, $1 billion as an initial fine. Now that shipping company says that they're not going to pay. So that's the story you should look at. They must sue them even more. Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, me and you say Mahmoud Abbas of the PA, Palestinian Authority, and in the Arab world is known as Abu Mazin, Pakka Murtad Harami, Munafik traitor. He says to the world last night, no Hamas in the Palestinian state, no arms, they must give all the arms to me, to us. But you are hopeless. You said you recognize Israel and you don't want jihad. Hamas brought Izza, they brought Baraka, they brought the divine assistance, and they sent 100,000 Jutlas to hospital and clinic. They can't take part in the battle again. They sent 5,000 Jutlas straight to hell. Alhamdulillah, what you did beside bootlicking your murtad harami. Today, United Nations, now listen to today, today, Tuesday, you see that? And it is the 23rd of September, right? So listen, three things. Today marks the 80 years for the United Nations. You see, in Urdu you say Aqwam Muttahida. In Arabic you say Al-Umamul Muttahida. But they are not united. They totally fragmented, disunited, good for nothing, if you ask me. Then Saudi Arabia will be celebrating today Yomul Watani, National Day. Gregorian calendar, 95 years. Also Najdi's Wahhabis. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. Islamically, if you count the lunar calendar, then 98 years. And today is Rosh Hashanah. You Muslims know what is Rosh Hashanah? The new year for the Jutlas. They say that from the time our calendar started till now is 5786. So it's very easy for you Muslims to remember, you're like 786, which has no real basis in Islam, but nevertheless, so 5, then 786, you see. What do they do? It is the first of Tishri. If you know the Hebrew calendar, you must remember that. So they will blow into the ram's horn, you see that? And they will tell the Jutlas, you must repent. You better repent for all the genocide, murder, and rape, and all the people you have arrested in the past 77, 80 years, and so forth. So that is what you Jutlas must do. Palestinian flags are flying very high in UK and France and many countries. But remember, the Zionists will always be burning. Listen carefully, Muslims. The pig's heads found in 9 different mosques there in France. You heard, Junaid Mota? So remember that. That in 9 different mosques in France, Suwar ka ghosht, suwar ka sar, they put the heads of the pigs there inside these haramis, Jutlas and their supporters. Let's come to South African news. So Helen Zeller, you're a disgrace to your party and to humanity. Yesterday she was asked, what do you say about genocide there in Israel? She said genocide is a big word. She ducked the question all that. The DA and the PA, the Patriotic Alliance, is haram for you as a true Muslim to vote for them. They hate the Palestinians, they hate the Muslims, they are our biggest enemy, and Helen Zeller just made that very clear. Hang your head in shame, Helen Zeller. You and the DA should hang, and we're going to mobilize our people never to vote for you to become the mayor of Johannesburg. That I promise you. And you can tell your whole DA and whoever else. Mantashe, another corrupt character in the ANC, he defends Saral al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. So one shaitan defends another shaitan. You must remember, they all corrupted this ANC. School schools in some places have been turned into shabeen. Can you believe that? On the school premises, they're allowing that the alcohol must come in. They can buy it, they can sell it, and no imtata. So that is what happening. So imtata, M-T-H and all that they spell it. And thereafter, Pretoria CBD, supposed to be our capital, still no power in some places. A very, very sad, very, very sad story. I know this person personally. The news that we received yesterday, Muhammad Bahadur Ye of Lanesia and so forth, he was murdered by his own remembered son. You know, last week was the Bula story, and now we got this Bahadur story. So the police have sent out. They said, if anybody know Marhum Muhammad Bahadur, Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus, and remember his son is on the running away from justice and so forth. So, you know, he's escaping or what have you. So they're looking for him. Anybody knows, give the police the information. They must lock him up. In Islam, we will say they must punish him in public. But, you know, in South Africa, you know, we can't do all those things there. So today's program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Maulana Zahid Khan with Mufti Hassan Ali, originally American, currently in Pakistan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. GF is Wadi, we got 15 minutes. So I hope you're live on air there.
Jay Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for that. Mufti Sahib, from Surah Yunus, what is the translation and tafsir of Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of the prophets and messengers. They are the best of the best of all Allah Ta'ala's creation. And they are ma'soom, totally protected from vices and sins. There is selection regarding prophets and messengers and not election. Then after the first and all the prophets and messengers, he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest for all time, all places, all circumstances, among all the messengers and prophets. After all the prophets and messengers comes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een and the companions, and then the successors. So they are the best of people, come the Awliyaullah. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us in Surah Yunus, Allah, inna Allah, you know, in school, when we were in primary school, the teacher, principal said, I want your undivided attention. Everybody looked up. So that is Allah. Harfut Tanbih. Allah is saying, pay attention. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. That the friends, special friends of Almighty Allah, there is no fear upon them. Remember, for the future, and walahum yahzanun, and there is no sadness and grief for them regarding the past. And then Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us, you must remember, who are the people who are the awliyaullah. Today you find the guy got such a big kurta on, a big tasbih, 1,000 beads, and he's allowing women to kiss his hands, and Allah alone knows what else they kiss. These are not awliyaullah, these are awliyaul shaitan. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a book, Al-Furqan Baina Awliya'i Rahman wa Awliya'i Shaitan. The distinction between who are the awliyaullah and the awliya of shaitan, the friends of Satan, Lucifer. So first quality they have, the awliyaullah, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have the true iman and faith, and they have taqwa and piety at all times, all places. Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses number 62 and 63, and then it goes on. Lawmul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Allah gives them glad tidings in this world and in the year after. People will castigate them, criticize them. Wala yahzunka quluhum. The people, the enemies of the awliya'ullah, they cannot cause you sadness and grief, because izzat lies by Allah, not by people. Innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Honor, dignity lies only by Allah. So go read it, fascinating. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 62 to 65. Add two hadiths, then you will understand. Who are the awliya'ullah? Open Mishkan Sharif, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad. Alladheena idha ru'u dhukir Allah, when you look at them, they remind you of Almighty Allah. You look at the majority Muslim today, they will remind you of Satan and Lucifer and Netanyahu and all these shaitans. That is the truth today of Muslim who don't read Salat and so forth. And then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل, Allah states, hadith Qudsi, من عاد لي وليا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, whoever harms and has enmity, hatred against my waliullah, my special friend, I, Allah, wage a war against him. So see, that is what's happening to the jutlas and the enemies of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, is there an ayah to read for increase in sustenance, increase in risk and health and wealth and so on?
People always want to look for shortcuts and loopholes. Just read Ya Basitu, Ya Razaku, or let read, no problem with that. But the real way, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, how can you get increase in your sustenance and everything else? I read for you two verses from the Noble Quran. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 20, Surah Taha, the last page of the 16 Supara, 16 Jews. Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter 20, verse 132, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. You, Ya Rasool Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, command your family members to perform Salat. Where are your children? Have they read Fajr Salat? Majority fast asleep, very busy with the movies and sports and pedal and all these haram activities. Wastabir alayha. You must be consistent in it. You be the one, Ya Rasulullah, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Allah speaks of Salat, and then Allah says, La nas'aluka rizqa. We don't ask you for any risk and sustenance and provision. Nahnu narzuquk. We will give you the sustenance and provision. Chapter 20, verse number 132, last page of the 16 Jews. Go to chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3, and see what Allah Ta'ala says. There's no shortcut business in Islam. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you have real taqwa and piety in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and in public, today me and you, we sanctimonious. In front of the public, we are a buzruk. And when we alone, we're a bushkruk. You see that? We're doing unda dandas and all the upside down things. So we must be very careful. Don't think we'll get away. When this grace comes, Allah protect us all. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you have taqwa, you stay away from the vices and sins, you stay away from riba and interest and all that, and everything else you must do, Allah will take you out from difficult situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And then Allah will give you risk from such quarters you never ever anticipated or expected. So just reading it, no, you have to practice on it. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3.
Sahib, it's time for tests and examinations. Please advise, as our children are very, very stressed currently.
They're only stressed for the lousy certificate which is not worth the paper on which is written. They're not stressed for the real examination in the grave, for the examination on day of Qiyamah, because you, the parents, have put them in all this, in these brothels and in these places here. Yeah? How many of our children are losing their iman, going to the schools and colleges and university, believing in the Darwin theory and so forth and so on? A case of having totally wrong priorities. So yes, examination. Yesterday I sent out a nice message one Maulana sent to me. Human being today has become a failure. He doesn't realize every person's test in life is different. My examinations are different from yours. Yours are different from mine. We all go through different types of tests. So one test is your lousy matric certificate and so forth, 33%, 40%, not worth the paper on what is written. So read your 5 daily salat, not only examination time. Read Surah Yasin, read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah daily, and Allah will make you min al-fa'izin, from those who are successful.
Mufti Saab, we are going to be traveling. Is there any special surahs to read before one travels out from one province to another, from one country to another?
Read the surahs, as Mufti Shafi Saab has mentioned it. And remember that you read, you must remember that Qul Ya Al-Kafirun, Idha Ja'a, and then you read Qul Huwallah, and then Qul Ha'ubi Falak. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. So the 5 surahs, but you read with 6 bismillah. So I read again, Qul ya kafirun, you read bismillah. Idha ja'a, you read bismillah. Then you leave out the bajada. Then Qul huwallah, you read bismillah. And then Qul al-falaq, Qul a'udhu bin nas. So it's 5 surahs, and in the ending you say bismillah. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah has mentioned this. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab rahimahullah has mentioned this. Allah will protect you min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of evil, and give out some charity before traveling, especially you going overseas and so forth, the airports and customs and lot of stories, you know. So today when you just go and you met and you got clothing on, like with how we wear kurta and beard and topi or turban, or the women with hijab and niqab, so they just look at you, they burning with jealousy, the haramis. So therefore give out some charity, Allah Ta'ala take you with afiyat and izzat.
Mufti Saab, is there any dua as our family member is going to be going for some medical test, and once again we are very concerned about this?
Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on that person and tell him or her also to read that. Tell them to read chapter 21, and that is Surah Anbiya in the 17th Supara, verse 83. And the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Anni massani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe has fallen upon me, whilst you, Allah, exclusively, you are arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. The whole family, read ya salamu, any amount of times. Read la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, and give out charity. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqa, hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. That charity is voluntary charity. You can give to Muslim and non-Muslim.
Mufti Saab, is there any special dua since we're going to be starting the new Islamic month at Maghrib today?
Yes, remember, I will send it out again. We read it last night in the beginning of the Q&A. But for you, I'll give you one dua. That, remember, majority countries already started Rabiul Akhir. So read Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. And you South Africans and other countries that are starting tonight Rabiul Akhir, read Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, but you should understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. The first 3 nights it is called Hilal. Every 3 nights the name changes, and when it reaches its pinnacle, 14th night, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, then it is called Laylatul Badr. Remember that. Therefore it's called Surah Qamar. Qamar means the waxing and the waning of the moon, the increase and decrease. Hilal means Yas'alunaka anil ahilla. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the moons. Hilal al-ahilla, plural. So every day it looks like different size and all that. So it looks like many moons, but it's one moon. So Hilal means Raf'ul Sawt, that you raise your voice, chant of Ya, see there's the moon, see the moon and all that. So read that, inshallah, revive the sunnah, teach your family members. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning of Sawab-e-Jariya?
Remember, Sawab-e-Jariya, the better term to use is Sadaqa-e-Jariya, as that is mentioned in the hadith. In Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmad, Idha mat al-insan in qata amaluhu, when a person passes away, his or her actions, they are so finished then. Illa min salas, except three actions. Sadaqatun jariya, you put up a masjid, a mosque, people are using it, you get the reward. You put up some, you understand, madrasa, or you put up a, you dug up a well, borehole, people are using it. Library, you know, not library, but haram things there. So anything good like that, so that will be sadaqa, recurring charity, that you are gone, but your account is still continuing. So that's very great. And then water, borehole, well, all these type of things. Or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, or the knowledge that you gave people. See, we're giving people knowledge with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And every day we receive messages from people, how appreciative they are and so forth. So we, Allah, beg Allah, Allah accept from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah reward the capital group also. So in that way there, that you leave the legacy of knowledge. Oh, waladun salih, you have your own biological children that are making dua for you and supplicating to Allah for you. Or you have your spiritual children, your students, and they are making special dua for you. I hope you, the Ansar listeners, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba are making dua for us. We are also sinners and we need your dua. We don't have children, so you are our students and children. So make dua for us as well. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.